Do you feel it? Do you see it? King Philip's spirit rising. A new light falls on eyes at a standing rock, a river crossed, a last hope mountaintop, a family lost. Metacomet, son of Massasoit. He was elected Grand Sachem of all the Wampanoag in 1662. Metacomet bought clothes in Boston, adopted Christian charms, accepted English law and guns, gave up his stash of arms for peace. When Iroquois longhousers struck back at packs of settlers in the Hudson Valley and Western Mass, English seized more land and game here back east from Saugus, Wampanoag, Narragansett, and Pocasset, whose protests ignored, resistance turned to more. And your pilgrims christened him King Philip, who, allied with Wetamu of Pocasset and Quinnipin of Narragansett, elected too, they pursued a liberation war. Do you hear it? King Philip's spirit rises. A bright light falls on eyes at a standing rock, a river crossed, a last hope mountaintop, where families were lost. Metacomet wedded Wunekansuke, daughter of the warrior queen. Rebellion rang throughout these forests, from the Cape to the Western Hills, from Narragansett Bay to the White Mountains, and in between. Wetamu was drowned and beheaded. Metacomet was taken down by a traitor who shot him in the heart. We recall his English name, but not the shame done his son, his sweetheart, and all the captured warriors. For Plymouth's lords sold his 9 years' son, and Wunekansuke, and all the captured ones, to slavers on a Bermuda run who took them out to sea. They left impaled his severed head upon a pike. For 20 years of peculiar history, to show their people, I suppose, how they'd made sure of victory. Some say that trees are falling faster now, since Metacomet lost that war, that meadows are less common now, since Plymouth's Thermidor. Can you hear coyotes calling at these suburban doors? Are they hunting for the memories of Neponset's peaceful shores? Listen. King Philip's spirit rises. A sharp light falls on eyes at a standing rock, at a river crossed, on a last hope mountaintop.